This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, jumping into it real quick. By the way, if you want to call in, you can stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 8:32, John 14:6. You get the point. And when we follow him, what follows? Well, we become fishers of men, and the bottom line is people begin to understand what the Spirit of the Lord is and what he offers to his people that are found in his grace and mercy. That's found in 2 Corinthians 3:17 as well. Now, I want to jump into this really quick because I've got a lot of information to share with you today and the headline is how do you help the people that don't help themselves? Folks, the CDC is being exposed again. I can give you a prime example of what I'm talking about as to what's going on in your country just concerning the last propaganda narrative that they're throwing on the people, how they set the narrative and the American people allow them to do so. I have no idea, but I do want to say this. You're told about how generous Netanyahu is from Israel and, you know, they're looking out for other nations and handing out the vaccinations. Isn't that just wonderful? Well, the fact of the matter is what they're not telling you is that 75% of the people in Israel right now, this is fact. We've covered this topic several times, but the fact of the matter is 75% of the people in Israel will not take the vaccination. This is what they're withholding from you and omitting from the narrative. They will not take the vaccination, and what they are calling this vaccination is the Holocaust vaccination in Israel. How come you're not getting this information? So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I'm going to play some audio from another doctor. I'm going to play some video audio for the viewers and the listeners. But before we get to that, I want to go back to something that I highlighted really quick yesterday. I did an article just this morning, and I highlighted it and named it, Like Being Lied to Americans. Kamala Harris returns home. Two people welcome her. The mainstream media told us that her and Biden had 80 million votes. The question I have for all of you that are drinking the Kool-Aid is, where are the 80 million people? Because when you look at this audio that I'm about ready to play for you and this video for you, friends, it's quite telling, is it not? Now, keep in mind, Saul Alinsky said, quote, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. In other words, cause the enemy, you, the American people, and you're called the enemies by the powers that are tolerated in this country as the enemies. Okay, they're the ones you're allowing to set the narrative, but they want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Adolf Hitler used to do this with the masses. because he wanted to, listen carefully, belittle his opposition. And that's what they're using the media for, the mainstream media. They want to belittle the opposition. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And this is exactly why they're using the subversive groups throughout the United States of America as political battering rams in hopes of upending your sovereignty, your U.S. Constitution, and handing it over to the enemy. Folks, that's the furthest thing from the truth. I just want to make clear that you understand what you're up against is less than 1.7% of the population. Did you hear what I said? 330 million people that have their tail tucked between their leg and they're capitulating in the day of battle, Psalm 78, verse 9. You're up against 1.7% of the population. The mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated want you to believe that the 1.7% of the population is the American population, and they want to reverse the effect in hopes that they think that you're the 1.7% that's standing up against their tyranny. You are incorrect. I'm setting the record straight and letting you 330 million people that call yourself the good people on the globe, you're capitulating from less than 1.7% of the population. You understand what I'm telling you here? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth. But the righteous are made bold as lions. In other words, those that the Lord christens, anoints, Isaiah 10:27, he empowers them to go into the battle, not to run from the battle. Look at the faith chapter, Hebrews 11, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But I want you to understand, friends, that you're being lied to. And I'm going to show you this video. For those that are listening to me in 135 cities, you're going to hear the audio. But again, there's two people welcoming Kamala Harris, the vice president, they want you to believe, right? Two people welcome her home. Where were the 80 million votes they allegedly garnered, friends? Because for some reason or another, we can't find them. I want to tell you where they're at. They don't exist. They don't exist, friends. Remember, Saul Alinsky said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. Okay? Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, a former slave, said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Now, what I'm saying to you, friends, and what he's saying to you is, when you submit to the powers that are tolerated the way that you are today, you need to understand that they're going to keep pushing the envelope until everything's gone. And why is that? Because those that are compliant with their unlawful rule, for those that are compliant and have subjected and subjugated themselves to their lawlessness, you're adding strength to tyranny by obeying that which is illegal. We're seeing this again in Gretchen Whitmer, Jezebel state once again. Now she's telling people that if you're in a bar, you have to have your mask on and in between your puffs, so on and so forth, you've got to put the mask on. Now, am I right in saying this, friends, just for the record, that she's already been dethroned not once but twice by the Supreme Court? Why would anybody in the state, and put that up against Judges 2:16, by the way, but why would anybody in the state of Michigan listen to a word of her unconstitutional edicts any further when you have the Supreme Court in the state standing up and telling you that what she is doing is illegal? Okay, but what is she doing? She sees the people that are complicit. She sees those that are going along with her. So why wouldn't she be encouraged to keep doing what she's doing? So, folks, here's what it comes to, and it includes Jezebel as well. We're doing this to ourselves. We truly are. Folks, in Michigan, you're doing it to yourselves. When I come back, I'm going to play this audio, friends, video. Neighbors of Kamala Harris are welcoming her home. There's only two people there, and I'm going to segue right into our topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, you can go to social media platforms. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe there. Subscribe. And as you do that, go to the right side of the page. You'll find social media platforms. Go ahead and click onto it, and you can join us on Top Chat. By the way, there's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. And by the way, I'm here to tell you, friends, what we're giving you is spot on. Okay, for the harassment that this ministry gets, I can tell you that we're spot on. Friends, they don't attack people that aren't a threat to their criminal enterprise. They attack people that are a threat. Those are the people that are being polarized and demonized in the media, friends. The ones that are calling them out for who they are. Don't ever forget it, because those are the times that we're in today. Put that up against Ephesians 5:11. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, and you can find us on the front page there. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Please share the channel with people. Get people over here, friends. We're giving information to you that the mainstream media means to omit. And one of those just happens to be this that was highlighted from conservative fighters. And what it has is a picture right up in the front. It says Biden-Harris 2020. And then it has a video on a Twitter account where it says massive crowd of two supporters welcomes 81 million vote recipient Kamala Harris back to her California home. Now, this is exactly what I was stating during the first segment, what Saul Alinsky said and what he meant, caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Remember the inauguration, friends, people were cut off. Remember, it was just the cameras, and they had the military protecting them from the people they're supposed to serve. Don't forget that. But what the conservative fighter reported is 81 million vote recipient Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff were greeted by all of two supporters when the couple returned to their Los Angeles home in Brentwood on a sunny Friday afternoon for the first time since Harris was sworn in as vice president last month. I'm just here to tell you, she's not my vice president. Biden is not my president. They are not there lawfully, and you know it as well as I do. You can take that, feds, and put it wherever you want to put it, but if you're doing your jobs, too, you'd be just as angry about what's going on in D.C. as I am, okay? Just for the record, once again. But let's go over to this, and I want to play this video for you, and the audio I'll go ahead and commentate throughout. But go ahead and play that, Judah, for me real quick. And what it is two people, one man, waving his flag. The woman, by the way, they're probably both paid to do what they're doing, and I kid you negative. But they have Biden and Harris sign. The lady's on the left, the man's on the right, waving a little flag. Well, all the Secret Service protecting them concerning their crimes against we the people are going on this little entourage of bringing Kamala Harris and her husband back home. This is how you're being lied to. This is exactly the support. This right here, this woman and this man are the real and legitimate support that they have. The media, through voter fraud and continuously inundating and browbeating now those that are calling them out for voter fraud, they're trying to browbeat them into submission, friends. Okay, they're trying to browbeat them into submission, saying, no, listen, the powers that are tolerated already told us that there was no voter fraud. Okay, going to the criminal and asking him if he broke the law. Remember what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting. He said it matters who does the counting. And this visual right here, friends, tells you everything that you need to see and hear. There was nobody there. We did an article about a month and a half ago. I'm sorry, it was back in October, as a matter of fact, of 2020, where the mainstream media came out and we played this video for you, this audio for you, where the useful idiot literally blurted the truth out in her confusion when she told you there's nobody here. She said there's no signs, there's no people. She said literally there's no sign of support. Now, remember, Barack Hussein Obama went through the same thing. But the media lied to the people, and the people believe the media. They say they don't believe. In other words, they hold the truth and unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. And here again, I did the same thing with Hillary Clinton. She didn't have the support when she kicked off her presidential campaign in Iowa against Donald Trump, right? The two were picked. There was 1,156 different presidential candidates. The cameras only had two in scope, two that were appointed by the powers that are tolerated. Put that up against 2 Chronicles 19:2. Voting for the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. There was 1,154 to choose from. But again, you were never told about them. Just keep that in mind. But if you remember right, Hillary Clinton, when she first came out, she had 22 people show up. I'm not kidding you. And they put her up as having the support of the people, which they do not have. But again, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And the American people went right along with it. It's complete. Folks, when they tell you to look to the right, look to the left. When they say look to the left, look to the right. When they tell you this is our truth, rest assured they're lying to you, and look at their facts as being reversed. Because that's what you're dealing with. You are dealing with some backwards, evil, wicked, and a criminal mentality, friends. And you know as well as I do, the criminals, they come to steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father, John 10:10. And keep in mind, there is no truth in these people whatsoever. Okay? Let me go back to Hillary Clinton really quick before I go over to my next point. 22 people showed up, have it on video, have the hat, have the t-shirt. 22 people, Hillary Clinton played it down. She had 7 people there that showed up to support her. The rest of them were the mainstream media, circus, and that's what they called it. I didn't. The mainstream media was there to promote her like she was a legitimate candidate, just like Kamala Harris, just like Joe Biden, just like Barack Hussein Obama's second term. We'll give him the first one. But again, friends, when you begin to get visuals and understand as to how you're being lied to, I'll tell you what, it helps people open their eyes up just a little bit more than what they may be. Some people's eyes are so pried shut, again, you could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Well, for all those that do that, I want to tell you something. Sooner or later, they're going to be open, like it or not. And it's called Judgment Day. And it's better that you learn the lesson here and repent and understand that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. We are here as faithful witnesses delivering souls the best that we can, but we can't make the choice for you, Deuteronomy 30:19. You have to do that all on your own. But just rest assured, 10 out of 10 people die. Life is but a vapor. No man is able to keep his own soul alive, Scripture tells us. And the bad guys are going to face them too. But I think that the good guys should deal with the bad guys now in dealing with the issue so we don't have to go through the bad on this earth. We can have a little more heaven if we want to deal with the wicked, but we fail to do that. I don't know why that is, but some people do. But going back to the point, just keep in mind, you are going to bend your knee, and you are going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go to Philippians chapter 2. It's appointed men unto once to die, and after this, the judgment. That's Hebrews. When you understand that, and go to Revelations 21, verse 8, too, I'm just thinking of three different things here. But you need to understand that everybody is going to face the judge on that final day, like it or not, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay? And so I just want to make sure that your blood is off my hands. At least you've gotten the truth, regardless if you're rejected or not. Now, let's go to the next point. I want to go over to that of Ron Paul's piece that he just recently did. And it's predicated upon the fact that in North Dakota, listen to me, friends, here we have some good people in government, and we praise God for them, and we stand with them every step of the way. But the people in North Dakota that are doing their jobs, good government, North Dakota House votes to make mask mandates, right, illegal. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and play this really quick. Let's go ahead and play that, Judah.
I think this is good news. I like this, and I'd love to see this happen. In Texas, North Dakota House passes bill prohibiting mask mandates. So the House of Representatives in North Dakota passed a bill saying, no way, this is ridiculous, no more mask mandates now or in the future. Of course, they're being condemned as well. But I consider that good news. At least some of the state legislatures are waking up. I wish it would happen in Texas.
See, and that's written correctly. It wasn't, you can't use a mask. It says that you can't force me to wear a mask.
That's right.
And that's the reason why a position defending liberty solves so many problems, because you're doing things voluntarily. You can wear a mask or whatever, as long as you don't interfere with the liberties of another person.
Well, I wish everybody understood that that is, in fact, already the law. Has anybody picked up on that yet? Oh, my goodness. Here, listen, on Sons of Liberty Media.com, I'm sorry, not on Sons of Liberty Media.com, but on our live feed right now, we have an 81-year-old woman telling us how she got both of her shots, and she said no side effects. And I said, well, good for you. That's great. Then we had another gentleman step up to the plate and say, why would you take it with everything you know about it? Isn't the aborted fetal issue tissues inside of the DNA, is what he said, enough to cause you to decline it? And, of course, you don't hear back from her again. But I said back to this gentleman, I said, this is the same generation that's trying to justify the unjustifiable. So much so, friends, as to the fact that I'm going to go over to the CDC and show you that they have been caught once again massively inflating the coronavirus cases and deaths in violation of federal law. Hey, Americans, you know that they're not going to enforce the law against themselves, so guess who has to be the law? And you've always been the law, regardless if you know it or not. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Republicans to get fully on board with the idea of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Democratic-led House is set to vote on a sweeping coronavirus relief package by the end of the week. And we're starting to find out what exactly is in the bill.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
The bill expected to pass the Democrat-controlled House. You're listening to USA Radio News. The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, opened today in Orlando, Florida. The speaker lineup includes Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Former President Trump set to headline CPAC Sunday. As far as what we can expect to hear from the former president, Stephen Miller, one of his former advisors, believes
he's going to talk about the economy. He's going to talk about opening our schools back up again so our children can learn and socialize and develop. He's going to talk about, obviously, the immigration issue, which the president believes, and I agree, is political suicide for the Democrat Party. He's going to talk about standing up to China, bringing back our manufacturing jobs. He's going to talk about that blue-collar working-class agenda.
U.S. unemployment claims dropped to 730,000 last week as the pandemic eased and winter storms disrupted filings. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, it's really true. The more truth you tell, the more people are offended by it. And the fact of the matter is you got it completely backwards. You know what the word offend means in Webster's 1828? Anything that offends God. Offense towards heaven. Towards transgression of his moral law, Exodus 20. That's a fact. As if you go to Webster's 1828, you'll also understand that Noah Webster, when you open up the dictionary... He also wrote a Bible, by the way. But when you open up the dictionary, it has a picture of Noah Webster on it, and it tells you who taught millions to read and not one to sin, not one to violate God's moral law. Sin is the transgression of God's law. It's not missing the mark. Go to 1 John 3:4, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. I want to hit something really quick, and then we're going to go to the next topic here. For all of those Trumpites out there, this I'll say in a positive, because it's true. Do you know how that recently they're continuously trying to put Ted Cruz up as Mr. America, as the one that Americans can get behind? You need to understand that Ted Cruz is not your friend. Okay? He's been there far too long. He's a fraternizer. He's a globalist. Okay, if you didn't know this. Oh, but here, I didn't say it. As usual, we're going to revert back to what they said. Trump senior policy advisor said, quote, unquote, he said that Cruz is a radical Wall Street globalist who will rip up the beating heart out of American manufacturing. And he sided over and over and over again with that of Goldman Sachs and the globalists over the issue of trade. Okay. Now, I just want to say to 330 million people again, you know who the bad guys are. Why are they still there? What we're talking about today is how do you help a people that don't help themselves? You can't. You're going to have to do it all on your own. Okay? Now, I want to go back to this point because I also want to make another point in hopes of getting to it when I get time to do so. But I want you to see this because it's pretty crazy. And I want you to hear this. Robert F. Kennedy, who's on a massive campaign right now, exposing the vaccine companies for who they are, just came out and he said this, actually a couple years ago, 3/19 of 19. He said all four companies that manufacture all 72 of the current vaccines that are now mandated for American children, listen carefully, all four of those companies are convicted felons. It is absolutely amazing to me that the American people, once again, know that this information is there, but yet they keep playing and pretending with Bill Gates and the WHO, so on and so forth. Oh, and by the way, I read this to you yesterday, and I want to read it to you again. I just need it to roll out for me really quick. Okay, here he is. John Rappaport, interview with ex-vaccine researcher, said this. He said that at the highest levels of the medical cartel, vaccines are a top priority because they cause a weakening of the immune system. I know that they may be hard to accept, but he said it's true. John Rappaport said, former CBS reporter, the medical cartel at the highest level is not out to help people. It is out to harm them, to weaken them, to kill them. Now, remember I said that, okay? John Rappaport, I'm reciting what he stated. He said, at one point in my career, I had a long conversation with a man who occupied a high government position in an African nation. He told me that he was well aware of this. He also told me, said John Rappaport, he told me that the WHO is a front for these depopulation interests. And what's sad about all this, friends, is during the show, even now, I had an 81-year-old woman just brag about how she's got her second shot and she's had no side effects. And again, keep in mind, I said, good for you. But also keep in mind, that's the generation that's being leveled at right now by the globalists, the ones that are trying to justify the unjustifiable. Now, I'm glad she's doing well, but I would open my ears as to the long-term side effects that may come upon her in the future. That we're being told by doctors. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes as well. But let's go over to this really quick and check out what's going on. We have humans are free. I don't know exactly. I guess that's what it is. Study. This was just sent out by a reputable individual out of Tennessee to me this morning. He said a study that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, caught massively inflating coronavirus cases and deaths in violation of federal law. Folks, you need to keep in mind, the law that you consider to be there, your legislators, your said representatives that to enforce the law, okay, the best that you have in Washington, D.C. right now, now, not all of them, but a good portion of them, okay, hands down. Upper 98% ratio of all bad, right? Not a little even that's leaving in the lump, but the whole leaving almost that's leaving in the whole lump. And we're supposed to purge the leaving from the lump that we might have a new lump. Okay. That again is up to us. But what I want you to consider, friends, is the fact that the best that you have in Washington, D.C. already gave immunity. Okay. They have made the vaccine companies impervious to consequence concerning the 400 adverse side effects from some of these vaccinations. How that was done, I have no idea. I have not a clue. I've never even heard of anything like that. So if you want to know why the globalists or the powers that are tolerated are so emboldened to attack at will, is because they already know that when you actually fall to one of these 400 side effects, these adverse side effects of the vaccinations, that they believe that there's nothing that you can do. I just want to say this again. This is why you have vigilante on the rise in this country. Because they see that their legislators are not legislators. They're a bunch of Judases that have sold them out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. You can go ahead and think that in this country, people are going to stand by and watch their children or their brothers or sisters or dads or moms or uncles or aunts or cousins or grandpas or grandmas or their neighbors fall to one of these side effects and stand back and just go ahead and go along with the corrupt in Washington, D.C. and telling these four convicted vaccine companies as felons that it's okay, there's nothing they can do to you. You know what? You push a people to that point. There's breaking points with people, friends. History teaches us that. And listen to me carefully, bad guys. Caesar had his Brutus, did he not? Oh, yeah, he did. King Charles had his Cromwell, didn't he? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better understand something. You reap what you sow. And everything that's leveled at the gospel or Christians, touch not mine anointed, when the Lord said that, he meant that. Whatever's level or aimed at the gospel or Christianity ends in self-destruction. So it's just a matter of spiritual law that you reap what you sow, and it's just a matter of time for the American people to see the side effects concerning these bad guys that are telling them, along with the mainstream media, how safe these vaccinations are, only to find out that there's a reverse effect from what they told you. But Bradley Dean's been here for 17 years trying to open your eyes and open your ears as to the powers that are tolerated and who they are and what it is that they mean to perpetuate. And what they do is to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. And what is that? That they come to steal, kill, and destroy. And what is the history of the people that I'm highlighting right now? They come to steal, kill, and destroy. They don't care about themselves, and they surely don't care about you. The only thing they care about is the little long green that they can put in their hand. But I'm here to tell you too, bad guys, you're not able to take it with you. Paul said he came into the world naked, and it's certain that he's going to leave with nothing, right? And when you look at a hearse, there is no luggage rack on the top of a hearse, okay? You be all big and bad, but the Bible's clear when it says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. And remember, when you think that you're a demigod and you're above the law, it's just a matter of time before you slip right into hell where you belong. I just want to make clear that people understand that I'm a preacher first and foremost. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is the CDC and how they have just now been busted, caught massively inflating coronavirus cases and deaths of violation of law. Americans, you are the law. For the 50,000th time, you're the law. They reported entitled COVID-19 data collection, right? In federal law, a historical retrospective, the paper estimates that the official death numbers for the Chinese virus are at least 1,600% too high. This is why they have to embellish it, okay? They want to embellish it. They want to drive you through fear and more fear and more fear. To what? To their vaccinations. That's what this is about. This is why this is hyperbolic. This is why they're sensationalizing the numbers. This is why they're exaggerating the numbers to drive people. Now, I know a lot of people out there think that everybody's getting the vaccine, but I'm here to tell you that's not true. That's not true at all. Depends on who you're listening to. If you shut your TV off and talk to normal people, you're going to probably find out they're thinking the same things that you are. But since you want to stay with one foot in the world and one foot out of the world, you're going to get what you got. Okay? Jesus said he'd spew you out of his mouth, and rightfully so. This report also shows us not only that, but the CDC is blatantly violating federal law in the way it collects and reports data about the impact of the Chinese germs throughout America. Now, just keep in mind, I'm not going to sensationalize this Chinese germ. Listen, politicians blame everybody but themselves for what they perpetuate and for what they're guilty of. They do it all day long. The fact of the matter is, friends, it's our politicians pushing this. Okay? They're violating federal law in the way that it collects and reports data. The for-profit corporation is essentially lying to the public as it pushes for even more restrictions. That's what it's about. Forced compliance. They're now talking about double masking. Folks, I'm just doing the opposite. I know Tim Brown, talked to him on the way over to the show today. He just had an opportunity to tell somebody, I'm not wearing your mask, and neither should you be wearing your mask. It's illegal for you to tell me to put a mask.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, giving you information that the mainstream media means to omit. I'm going to bring you over to a Dr. Larry Pelvisky, MD. He said that this vaccine is a murder weapon. You may seem to think that that's an alarm for war, which is found in Jeremiah 4:19, but I want to tell you what, it's exactly that. I watched and listened to this whole interview this morning, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed with this guy because he's a sound. He's got his feet on the ground. He's as sound, which means without air. And again, here's one of the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of doctors on the globe right now trying to wake you up to the severity of what's going on with these vaccinations. Again, just giving you, folks, I'm giving you again what they mean to omit. So without further, I don't want to be laborious here, right? But without further ado, let me go ahead and play this audio and video for you. Check this out, friends.
Well, I mean, you asked so many incredible questions, Larry. And the thing is, you were saying that I think the most important question is this a vaccine? You know, and why is it being labeled as such? I mean, because there's a different technology. And I think that that's really one of the most important questions. And you laid out, and I know there's a lot of things that would sort of define this, but to answer your own questions, why would they be presenting
listen carefully
as a
friends.
Vaccine and leveraging this idolization of the medical, you know, practitioners and creating this, and also blocking, censoring those doctors that have humbled themselves or reached a point where they understand that the truth is more important than participating in the game. So what do you think is really going on? Now, I know that's a very loaded question, but I mean, from your perspective, being a doctor, seeing the history of vaccinations, but this coming along and being something like humanity has never seen before.
What do you think is
really at play? And I want to dive into the other piece and bring Kevin into the conversation around, you mentioned fertility, and obviously Christiane being, you know, having her history in obstetrics. So what are we talking about with the fertility issues, possible miscarriages? I mean, is this a eugenics program? Is this some kind of population control? That's really where I want to explore in this conversation.
Well, I think you answered my question in your own words. I have been on record as saying that I truly believe that this vaccine is a murder weapon. And until somebody can show me that this isn't, or that they can prove to me that they wouldn't do anything to harm us, I'm going to rest on the idea that this is a murder weapon. And that does include infertility. That does include direct murder, that does include MAME, that does include autoimmune disease. You know, people want to believe that this vaccine is going to give us an antibody that's going to neutralize the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that's going to prevent us from getting the illness, when none of that has been proven in any of the clinical trials in such a short period of time, and that there are chemicals in there that could potentially create anaphylaxis, and they know it, and that there are chemicals in there that could bring material into the nucleus of our cells, which is where our genes are, which could potentially alter our genetics and our genetics in our current life and in genetics in our offspring if we're able to get pregnant. And then it can go into the brain. I mean, it has nanoparticle materials that can go into the brain. And the cognitive dissonance is, well, they would not do that to us. Why would they put that material in there? I mean, haven't they proven that this vaccine is a vaccine, that it is going to stop the transmission of the virus? Anything you've seen, we don't know if the antibody is going to work. We don't know if the antibody is going to neutralize the illness. All we know is that it will potentially reduce some of the symptoms of SARS-CoV-2 infection. Well, that's what thousands of doctors have been saying around the world in treating patients. We've reduced symptoms within 48 hours with vitamin D, with vitamin C, with quercetin, with zinc, with inhaled hydrogen peroxide, with ozone, with hyperbaric oxygen, with ivermectin, with hydroxychloroquine, with iodine. I mean, I could keep going. I mean, with all of these treatments, we've been able to reduce the symptoms and prevent hospitalizations and death. And yet, you don't have a vaccine that can do any of that. And even the experts who are promoting the vaccine have said it doesn't prevent...
You still need to wear a mask and you still need to stay away from people.
Right. It doesn't prevent transmission. It doesn't prevent death. It doesn't prevent hospitalization, and it doesn't prevent severe illness from SARS-CoV-2 virus infection.
So it lines up anyway.
So then what does it do besides maim and kill? And again, this is where my bigger concern is not the facts. My bigger concern is the turning away from the possibility that the authorities, who we all have some experience of authorities abusing us, neglecting us, or traumatizing us, we're doing it again. we're allowing the recapitulation of the authority.
So what he's saying there, friends, is history's beginning to repeat itself, because apparently, especially in this country, with all the truth and light and knowledge that we've been given, there really truly is no excuse. But here we have another doctor. With another doctor. With Kevin Jenkins. With Christiane Northrup, which we've highlighted her on Luciferus and Luciferian, which was this patent that Bill and Melinda Gates purchased back in March. You can Google it and find it. Cross-check everything I'm saying. And by the way, cross-check everything they're saying. When you have this many people saying the same things, you got to keep in mind they are the ones that are profiting from what they're selling you. These people are not profiting. The only thing that they're going to reap is scrutiny for taking a stand against you. And for all the people that profess to be Christians in this world, doesn't that come with the territory? This is my commandment, that you love one another, John 15. The world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. Doesn't the Bible say that you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake? Doesn't the Bible tell us through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? Absolutely it does. It totally does. 14:22, the book of Acts, right? Doesn't the Bible say even those that desire to live godly will be persecuted? For what? For righteousness' sake. These people are putting their necks on the line, their jobs on the line. Well, the American people sit back and debate, well, what should I do? And then the way that they the point of reference as to making their decision, they think, well, what's the majority of the people doing? No, that's not the way to gauge who you should follow. Jesus said straight and narrow, Matthew 7, verse 16, straight and narrow. And difficult is the way, I'm sorry, Matthew 7. Read the whole chapter, it's great. And he calls out the false prophets and the real prophets, so on and so forth. But he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. That's what these people are doing, is they're going against the grain. And they are telling you the same thing John Rappaport said to you, the same thing R.F. Kennedy said to you. And speaking of which, I want to just show you this and get to as much as I can of it before the end of the show. Here's Robert Kennedy, Children's Health Defense. He's the one that said all these vaccination companies. He said the four that are selling you what they're selling you are convicted felons. Matter of fact, he highlighted the fact that none of the leading vaccine manufacturers are stranger to lawsuits or large financial settlements for drugs in their product line that, unlike vaccines, are subject to courtroom liability. Folks, unprecedented. Never heard of any. Somebody making a product that they're not responsible for at the end of the day? If it hurts, maims, or kills somebody? Unheard of. But this is the best that you have in Washington, D.C. to cause them to be impervious concerning their crimes against you. What do you think that's going to do? That's going to encourage them to attack. And it's exactly what they're doing today. Kennedy's page. Robert Kennedy said convicted felons. Over the past decade, in fact, GSQ, the acronym, Pfizer, Merck, and others, have paid out billions in punitive settlements for products deemed to be deceptive or harmful. He said in the case of Merck, the company's payout included $950 million in federal fines following an evidence of a deliberate corporate conspiracy. Oh, there's that word. They've been busted in a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. Oh, Bradley, that's just a theory. No. They were convicted for a corporate conspiracy. Okay? They did it in concert, Isaiah 28, verse 18. It's going to be disannulled again. The company paid out $950 million in a deliberate corporate conspiracy related to its best-selling painkiller, Vioxx. The FDA approved the drug in 1999, but Merck reluctantly withdrew from the market in 2004 after studies showed that it doubled serious health risks and had results in at least 60,000 deaths. Merck pleaded guilty to criminal charges over its legal marketing of Vioxx and settled 27,000 lawsuits for $4.8 billion. But Robert F. Kennedy wants you to know that the four companies that are selling you the vaccination, 72 of them, they're all convicted felons. So you want to talk about who's telling you the truth now? Because that's all we do.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.